Thanks for joining us today on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here. This week is National Consumer Protection Week. So what a perfect time to talk with our guest from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, Larry Mueller here. Thanks for joining us today on the Ideas Network, and I'll be introducing the two experts for you in just a minute, but a woman who needs no introduction, Jill Nadeau, in the studio with me. They call her the maven of production, the goddess of production.
Larry, let's get that production. Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And one of the reasons she's a goddess is because she knows how to tell you about the Wisconsin Public Radio Spring Membership Drive. We're here to ask you to invest maybe just a couple of minutes of time to support the future program listening that you're going to have here at Wisconsin Public Radio.
That's right, Larry. And, you know, a lot of people know, but some don't realize that listener support makes up the largest piece of funding for the programs that everybody counts on. That's why your gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is so important.
Yeah, we've had a good drive so far. Last hour, as a matter of fact, we heard from 17 people, I think, which is great.
Thank you
for those gifts. Right now, we have a dollar-for-dollar match. Up to $4,000. So this generous match is from 9XM Leadership Circle members, including a member from Wapaka, and it means that they'll match every buck that you spend.
That's right. And it's just a way for them to encourage you to join in supporting Wisconsin Public Radio so you can double your support for the programs that you love. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
People who listen to Wisconsin Public Radio provide the most significant share of funding for programs. Your donation, it's an investment in Wisconsin Public Radio and in programs that deliver this great value, I think.
I agree with you. Your contribution keeps independent public service radio on the air for you and the entire community. So give now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You might think about when you first discovered Wisconsin Public Radio. Maybe a friend recommended the music or the high-quality news or that interesting guy, Larry Mueller. You never know. Or maybe you're just scanning around on the dial. Who's that?
That sounds interesting.
You just listen and found it interesting.
That's right. So whether it's been years or just a few months since you found us, your contribution of, well, let's just say $10 a month or $120, it supports this quality programming that you're valued since the first time you listen. It keeps you coming back. So be part of making WPR possible. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We have an exciting drawing this drive. Pledge any amount and you could win a $500 gift card for a grocery store near you. You'll have 5 chances to win. There's a lot of good stuff you could buy with $500.
I would probably end up buying beer and candy, but my wife would make me buy meat and vegetables.
I feel like I would get something that's semi-non-perishable, only because I like to have a fully stocked snack drawer at work.
A lot of cheese, a lot of Gruyere, a lot of blue, a lot of washed rind.
Sustainers, you're automatically entered. Find all the grocery card giveaway rules and details at WPR.org/drawing. You can't win if you don't enter, so make your pledge of any amount right now. Here's how.
I can't win anyway, but you can win when you enter, and you can give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller here with Jill Nadeau. Listener support, the biggest source of funding for our programs, the ones you rely on, and that's why your support during this drive is so important. So how about $10 a month? Maybe $100 a month. Whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount.
That's right. Supporting Wisconsin Public Radio right now is a great thing to do with a few minutes of your time. All we need is your name, your contact information, how much you'd like to give, and again, that can be anything that works for you, and how you'd like to pay.
Your gift supports the programs and the stories that keep you connected to the world, so please do give now at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. And while you're doing that, you can listen in and find out about these romance scams and some of the other scams that are taking place right here in Wisconsin, unfortunately. And we've got Michelle Reinen back with us. She directs the Bureau of Consumer Protection with the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection. And also for the first time, Laura Sutherland. Laura's the administrator for the Division of Trade and Consumer Protection. And so great to have them with us. And, you know, it's just too bad that they're never going to run out of work. Unfortunately, there are fraud problems going on all the time, including these darn romance scams and these darn tax identity theft scams and utility scams. Lots we can talk about, and you can join in at 800-642-1234. Email us at ideas@wpr.org. Michelle Reinen, welcome back.
Well, thanks for having me back, Larry. Yeah, good to be here.
Good to see your smiling face. Laura Sutherland, good to see your smiling face. Now, you're new. Thanks so much for joining us. Tell us about your role at the department.
Thanks for having me, Larry. I'm honored to be here. I am the new division administrator of this great department. There are three bureaus in the department, one of which is Consumer Protection, and you're obviously really familiar with that group. And I'm excited to be part of that program. There are a lot of experts and well-informed folks out there helping, and my new role is to help them do it better.
Well, I tell you what, it's a pleasure to have you with us, and we'll look forward to future trips, visits with you as well. I want to get right to it here. This whole business of romance scams, I was telling Jill, I can think back in over the course of my life, I've had some romances that seemed like a scam, but it never really cost me any money. These are scams that, unfortunately, and it's not funny at all, that really do cost people a lot of money.
They absolutely do. And the Federal Trade Commission released some really interesting data, and we want to talk about that in relation to if you found your love during Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
And let's make sure that it's legitimate. And so we're going to go through some of that information and statistics.
That's right, Larry. We can't do anything about the scams that you mentioned, but we are willing and able to try to help out with the scams that are affecting consumers who get lured into these romance scams. So in the three-year period from 2015 to 18, the FTC saw reports of romance scams more than double to 21,000 victims, with reported losses quadrupling from $33 million in 2015 to $143 million in 2018. Seniors, interestingly, over the age of 70, reported the highest medium losses at $10,000. But all ages and demographics are at risk for sweetheart scams. But the most common targets are divorcees and widows and widowers.
That's really too bad. And it's not only the financial cost, it's the mental and the heartache that must come for so many people with this. It really is a stinky way to do bad business, for sure, as far as I'm concerned. Well, how do they work usually? What's the MO for this kind of scam?
Right. So vulnerable people and often divorcees and widowers, you know, they're going to be apt to turn to social media and dating apps, as well as other folks looking for love. And social media and dating apps and online personal ads are where romance scammers' go-to tools for finding victims. Scammers create phony profiles that often involve the use of a stranger's photo they have found online. They seek to gain the victim's trust and love in order to get them to send money for travel expenses, legal help, medical bills, or any number of other issues. And then requests for payments don't end until the victim runs out of money or grows suspicious of the relationship.
Yeah, that's really too bad. So, and the red flags would then be if you've got a relationship going with somebody, or you think you do, if they start asking for money. That's probably the first red flag. That, or maybe it's not the first one.
Well, it is a red flag, obviously. If they want to take you offline, that's a red flag. In other words, a lot of these apps allow you to communicate with your potential love on their actual app. But if they ask you to take you offline and have intimate text, that's something you should be thinking about. If they profess their love to you almost instantly, that's something that, while you may be quite attractive, you should also be concerned about that as well. And certainly if they start asking for really personal identifying information like your social security number, your bank account, or any credit cards, an enormous red flag. And obviously asking you to wire money, you should avoid.
Yeah, well, for sure. So what happens if I set off $2,000, or I feel like I've been scammed? Let's put it that way, more general sense. Michelle, what do you think? What do we do?
Well, if you've wired that money, we need to remember that that's lost.
That's gone.
I mean, there are ways. If you've wired that money and within minutes you go, ooh, get back to the company where you've wired the money to see if they can stop the transaction. That's something that the Federal Trade Commission has certainly worked with some of the major companies that do the money transfers. So be reporting that instantly so you can see if that can be reversed. But in most cases, that money's lost. And some of the reasons they ask you to wire money, part of that scam is that it might be a military interest, a love interest. That's what they'll profess, you know, during their claims of why they need money, because it's time to meet. And so we've run into some problem. There's a business complication. There's a family medical emergency, or I just can't afford to meet. And therefore, that's where the money piece of this comes in. Another tool that consumers can certainly use is they need to be asking questions along the way. Get to know your love interests. Ask those questions, but that skeptical side, you need to look for the inconsistent answers. If you've asked the same question multiple ways and you're getting different answers, that you have to be suspicious. Talk to your friends and family about this new love interest. Let them ask you questions and don't get defensive about that. They're there to help protect you as well, especially if they've done any of the things Laura's indicated by moving you to another platform. These are things to be suspicious of. And if it's still really new and fresh, you know, take that photo profile and run an image search on it. Go ahead, run that reverse image search on the photo to be sure it doesn't come up with other profiles, other inconsistent answers, because you can, you know, really find that your love interest is a fraud early on, because they'll post that picture with multiple names because they have multiple victims. They will continue to victimize you until it stops, until you stop giving money. That's why that loss, that dollar value loss, is so significant. For really, in the millions of complaints that the Federal Trade Commission sees a year, 21,000, that seems like a small number, but it's growing, and the financial loss is huge behind that, because it's a continuation scam.
Financial and emotional loss, as far as I'm concerned, too. So, well, it's not the only scam that's out there. Unfortunately, you know, thinking about the show today, I was thinking, you know, I wonder if anybody would call in. It's one of those kinds of things you may not want to call in and say, I was the victim of a scam. Hey, guess what? If you were and you want to talk about it and your own experience and have a question about it, certainly join in. Or if you have another scam you want to talk about, or an experience that you've had, give us a call at 1-800-642-1234. I figured I filled out my taxes and got them in really is like 2 days after I got all the data put together for it. And it is tax time, and it's here we go with tax identity theft.
That's right. Tax identity theft, unfortunately, is a reoccurring scam, and it comes up every year. It happens when someone uses your Social Security number to get a tax refund or a job. You might find out it's happened when you're e-filing your tax return and discover that the return has already been filed using your Social Security number. Or the IRS might send you a letter saying more than one return was filed in your name, or that the IRS records show you have wages from an employer that you don't even know. So DADCAP has been working with the Department of Justice and the Department of Revenue to detect tax preparation fraud, and anyone suspecting fraudulent activity is encouraged to file a complaint with both DADCAP so we can take quick action.
Talking today with Michelle Reinen and also with Laura Sutherland of the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. Great to have them on as we talk about scams. But there's something else we're going to be talking with you about today that's not a scam, and that is our spring membership drive here at Wisconsin Public Radio. Jill Nadeau snuck back in the studio with me to talk with you, and we've got some goals here, and we've got some matching monies out there.
We certainly do.
Your support is so necessary. Give us a call with your support at 888-202-2552. I was looking at screens changing here, and I lost my place. Give now. Any amount makes a difference. Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
That's right, and we've got that dollar-for-dollar match effective right now, and it came from the 9XM Leadership Circle members, including a member from Opaca. Thank you so much for that. Your gift of $50 turns into $100, and $100 turns into $200, and so on and so on. So take advantage of this match and double your support for Wisconsin Public Radio programs when you give right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
The Ideas Network keeps you informed and entertained every day. I'm pretty sure you wouldn't be listening if you didn't enjoy this program.
Right.
And frankly, the Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection people are on every month with a great program, one that saves a lot of people money over time. But there are other shows too, Chapter a Day, Science Friday, Zorba Pastor on Your Health, many others that you've come to rely on.
That's right. WPR gives you a window on the world. Think about that. It's like no other entity. Support the exciting mix of shows you enjoy on the Ideas Network with your contribution at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You may be like me and pay many of your bills online. And if you're like me, you don't miss writing out checks.
Agree.
Yeah, that mail stacking up on the shelf.
That's right. And then I lose it. So, yeah, this works out really great. You can support WPR in that same streamlined way by becoming a sustainer. You choose an amount that works for you. You say that $10 or $20 a month, and you set it up to come out automatically from your bank account or your credit card, and it'll roll over each year so you don't have to redo it. Your support for WPR will always be current. It's easy to get to your sustaining membership started. So go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
The WPR t-shirt has become an annual tradition. Don't miss the 2019 t-shirt offered this drive. What does this year's t-shirt look like?
I love it. It's every part of Wisconsin. You've got your rural, you've got your city, you've got nature. It's perfect.
It looks like one of my favorite kinds of artwork, which is linoleum block cut.
I feel transported into a work of art.
Ask for your WPR t-shirt now. Give $10 a month or make a one-time gift of $120. Here's how.
Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 to make your contribution. Larry Mueller here with Jill Nadeau. Your support during the spring membership drive really makes the WPR programs you rely on possible. And your gift, $10, $20, $100 a month, whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount.
And we have a dollar-for-dollar match up to $4,000, and that's in effect right now. It's a great time to donate because 9XM Leadership Circle members, including that great member from Wapaka, will double every dollar you give. It's their way of inspiring you to support WPR. So double the impact of your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
If you've already renewed or you're making ongoing monthly gifts as a sustainer, I want to thank you so much. Listeners who renew and the monthly sustainers are kind of the backbone, aren't they?
They absolutely are. And if you haven't joined yet, well, join the thousands of other WPR members who are donating. And that's WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And our dollar-for-dollar match is still going on, about $2,500 to go yet. So, hey,
lots of time.
You want to write a check for $2,500, you'll double the whole thing.
What a great idea, Larry.
But even $100, if you contribute $100, it turns into two.
Absolutely.
If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, and you can support the programs that you love. love and you value. And you know what? You can show off your pride when you ask for the 2019 WPR t-shirt. It's USA made, and it shows how WPR is everywhere you are. It's in town, it's at home, it's in the great outdoors. So if you give $10 a month or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, you can ask for your t-shirt.
So do it right now. Your gifts, really, all kidding aside, it's very important. So I hope you'll contribute. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552, and thank you.
Thank you.
Taking a look at consumer scam issues today, I'm Larry Mueller with Michelle Reinen and Laura Sutherland from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. Great to have them along. Call in with your own questions, concerns at 800-642-1234. Let's take a call. Dorcas in Germantown will give you a chance. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Thank you for taking my call, because I really would like to share this. Around the end of October, my daughter-in-law died. I got a call about 5 hours after she died. And it was a garbled young person, I should say, speaking in a garbled language. He sounded like he was crying. And he said, "This is your grandson." And of course, because his mother had just died, it made sense to me that he would call. He said he'd had a terrible accident. And he said the person who hit him had come through a green light, and the police found a medicine bottle in his car, and now he was in traffic court and had been jailed, and he needed money to be able to get out. And I said, "Are you in Menominee Falls?" Because that would be right where the hospital was. He said, "No, he was in New Jersey." Well, I hadn't seen him for a while, and he was a single person, and I thought he might have taken a trip. Maybe he just found out about his mother. So I continue with the conversation. He said, "You can talk to my lawyer." And the lawyer said, "We can get him home and out of traffic court for $10,000. And I thought for a few minutes, and because I had done some telemarketing in my past, I said, "I didn't have the money." He said, "Could you afford $5,000? He was bargaining down.
Oh,
that's
boy.
The area where I would advise everybody, anybody who wants to borrow money or who wants to ask for money, never give them, even discuss the first amount. So as I talked with him, I said I would have to do some checking in my accounts, and I would call him back. Could I have the phone number? He gave me the phone number. And then I called one of my friends who has a lot of information about traffic courts and asked him about it. He said, "You would never, ever have that kind of money discussed in the first traffic court consultation." And yeah. So I knew it was a scam. I went to the police, and then they said right away, "You've been involved in a scam." But because of the odd timing that my daughter-in-law had just died, he was crying, and I couldn't understand a lot of what he said. It was easier, to think about what he was saying. Now, the other thing is, elderly people don't think as fast as younger people. And I think that had something to do with it, too, that you're just not as alert.
Well, I tell you, Dorcas, I'm certainly sorry about the death. And I'm also sorry, but I'm glad that you were able to kind of beat back this request. Laura Sutherland, what about this?
Well, I agree. And Dorcas, I am very sorry for your loss. But you certainly disprove the theory that older people can't think quickly. You thought very quickly, and you did precisely what you should have done. You asked a series of questions, things that you were suspicious about. You did not give out any information, which is very important. And then you hung up and you verified. And that's exactly how we should handle these types of scams. Unfortunately, the scam that you described is very common, and It's likely that the scammer was looking at death records, and that's why you got the call as quickly as you did, and they did some research to determine who you were and who your grandchildren were, and then they targeted you. So they're very savvy, and that requires consumers to be equally savvy. So you did what you should have done. You saw all the telltale signs of unusual solicitation, an odd geographic location that he was calling from, an inordinate amount of money that they wanted immediately. The bargaining down was obviously an odd maneuver on their part. And you did what you should do when that kind of thing happens.
And thank you again so much for telling us that. And your experience, I'm sure a lot of other people are listening, and if it happens to them, they're going to remember your story. So, Dorcas, thank you so much. I want to give Ron in La Crosse a chance to join in. Hi, Ron.
Hi. I haven't been around for a long time, but as I remember, you used to be able to walk into a store, and if you didn't have the coupon, they would give it to you anyhow as a matter of law. And when I asked for that to be ask about that with regard to online coupons, they won't give me the coupon. And I think that would violate that law and really discriminate against people who don't want to spend a lot of money on computers and downloading and the time, when the point of a coupon, I think, is to build good public relations.
Yeah, I don't think, Ron, Well, I'm thinking here, and I'm not the expert, so let me turn to Michelle. We'll go to you next. Is there a law to that effect?
Yeah, I'm not familiar with any law that indicates that when they issue a coupon that all people can get access to, that they have to provide it. But what they may be thinking of is when there's an advertised sale price, and they need to give that sale price to everyone. I mean, and if there's a mix-up between the posted sale price and maybe the label that's on the shelf, it's the lowest advertised price that needs to be provided to the consumer, and that is enforced through our Bureau of Weights and Measures, and what they do out there every day when they have inspectors out doing their surveys. And actually, we just had and are in the midst of National Weights and Measures Week, as well as National Consumer Protection Week. They overlap by a bit, so that's kind of perfect timing with this call. But oftentimes, those promotions and coupons are really to entice consumers to come to the store. You do need to be careful. We've seen scams and talked about them in past shows where there are fake coupons out there for big box stores that are very popular retailers, where the fake coupon poster is really trying to entice people to click and download software that allows them to get these coupons that then loads malware onto the computer. So you do need to be cautious. Many retailers are moving to smartphone apps where you can get in-store ads, but again, read privacy policies. What information are you having to hand over to get access to those, and how are you logging in, and how are they staying connected to you? So coupons are great to lower prices. You just need to be really conscious of what information you're providing to get access to those.
There you go, Ron. Thank you so much for calling. Appreciate your call. And let's go to Mimi in Madison. Hi, Mimi.
Hi.
What can we do for
my call?
Sure thing.
Well, a couple of years ago, I was in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, and I went to a store that had a thing where they would give you some gifts if you went to a timeshare presentation. So I went to the timeshare presentation, and because I didn't already own a timeshare, they said, well, sorry, you can't do that. And I said, okay, I'll go home. And then they said, oh, no, you promised you would do a presentation. So I sat through a presentation that was about a kind of point system that you could pay and could get hundreds of points to use for travel, airfare, hotel, etc. And the minimum amount was $3,000. And I thought, well, gosh, that's that many points. I'm going to be traveling anyway. So I bit. And so when I got home, I tried to contact the phone numbers I was supposed to call, had a real difficult time with that and finally never did get through to anybody by phone. Well, I did. They kept putting me off for about a year. And so the next year I went down to Puerto Vallarta and spoke with somebody who did timeshares, and he said, oh, so sorry, lady, but we've been trying to shut that outfit down for a couple years. You've lost your money, and you know, there was nothing basically that existed in the in what they had sold me. So anyway, one thing I wanted to do was let other people know. I did go online, and I saw that a number of other people had been taken by the same outfit. But if it's too good to be true, it's too
probably
good.
Probably, yeah, absolutely, Mimi. Michelle, maybe a comment from you on that?
Well, I think she ended it perfectly. If it's too good to be true, it probably is. And I think, you know, her complicating factor with this issue is the international nature of the purchase. And so that's going to make it even more difficult than if it were just somewhere down south in the United States. I mean, but I think it'd be worth her time to still file a complaint with us so we can take a look to be sure we don't have other complaints or other contacts of the same nature. Through our national partners, we do have relationships that they work with international issues as well. So it could certainly be reported that way and be looked at if there's any actions going on. So it's always worth that time and effort to file that complaint. And then knowing that those industries are changing, the timeshare industry, it's not always about the property you're at anymore. It's about the potential for travel within their corporation. And so it's more of a point value system. And taking the time in those situations where you maybe have a time pressure to listen to a spiel and take the moment to think it through and do the math all the way through. They can be great deals for some people, and they don't work for others as well. So don't ever fall for the, you have to decide right now. Always take the moment to think. So to file the complaint, you can call 1-800-422-7128 or go directly to our website at datcp.wi.gov, and you can file directly online if you still have the paperwork and information in regards to the transaction.
There you go, Mimi. Thank you so much for calling. Appreciate your call. Our guests today, Michelle Reinen and Laura Sutherland from the Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection. Always great to have them come by, and it's always great to have Jill Nadeau come
and
by.
And I love
as
coming
well,
by, Larry.
The goddess of production here at Wisconsin Public Radio. And we're here to talk with you a little about the Wisconsin Public Radio Spring Membership Drive. At WPR, listener contributions are our largest source of funding. And your gift keeps the programs you value, including this one, on the air. So make your contribution right now at WPR.org. Or phone 888-202-2552.
And we have a dollar-for-dollar match in effect right now from the 9XM Leadership Circle members, including a member from Wapaka. Your gift of $50 because of this match, dollar match, turns into $100, and $100 turns into $200, etc. So take advantage of this match and double your support for the Wisconsin Public Radio programs that you listen to when you give right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, as I was, as you were talking, I was thinking about this particular show mm-hmm. and the heartfelt comments and stories that we've gotten from listeners, and then the great response from our two guests today. And I know in my heart that we have saved people a lot of money
yes.
and a lot of heartache
mm-hmm.
over the years with this relationship we have with Consumer Protection. I think it's a wonderful show. And it, you know what? It's supported by listeners. WPR is listener supported all the way. And that means when you give at WPR.org or you phone 888-202-2552, you make this hour and many more hours possible. So I hope you'll choose an amount that works for you and then take a minute or two and make your gift.
That's right. And everyone should make the gift that works for them. And for some, that will be, you know, a gift of $100 or $200 a month.
That might be what you pay for cable or your family's phone plan. Listening to WPR is something you do every day. So I hope you'll put a value on it, like the other things that are important to you. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
Hi, I'm Lance from Madison.
And I'm Cheryl.
When did we become sustaining members? Cheryl, I'm trying to remember. It's been quite a while.
I would recommend it because it's so simple to do. We have an electronic funds transfer done. It's easy to change that annually if you need to. It's something that you don't have to think about. I can just think, okay, that's taken care of. And we feel like we're doing the right thing by supporting something we use a lot. WPR is something we really believe in. We want it to continue, so we want to support it.
Consider becoming a sustainer with a regular monthly gift. Visit WPR.org to get started now.
That's right. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your donation to support the programs you count on. Larry Mueller here with Jill Nadeau. Your support of Wisconsin Public Radio keeps all these programs you enjoy going strong. So contribute something. Maybe it's $10 a month, or maybe it's $100 a month. We appreciate and we count on your gift.
Look at it this way. You've made the decision to listen to Wisconsin Public Radio. Now make that decision to support WPR financially. It's really that simple. We're listener supported, and that means your support is crucial. At WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we have that $4,000 matching grant, and we've already had $2,350 raised during this, so that's $4,700 in the pot for us right now. And so there's still an opportunity for you to double your donation. Why not do it right now at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552.
That's right. And as an added bonus for supporting the programs that you love, your donation enters you in a drawing for a $500 grocery gift card. You have five chances to win. Give now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Your gift is very powerful. It really makes a difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. If you've already contributed, thank you so much. If you haven't, do it right now. Looking at consumer scams today with our two guests from the Department of Consumer Protection within the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection. Michelle Reinen directs the Bureau of Consumer Protection. Laura Sutherland, the administrator of the entire division. And it's always great to have this program. I enjoy visiting with them and certainly with you. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. Let's take a call from Justin in Fond du Lac next. Justin, thanks for calling.
Yes. I just got an email today by somebody who says that they have hacked into my computer somehow. Apparently from surfing the internet. My internet browser acted like a RDP, whatever that is, and that they have a keylogger that provided them with access to my screen and network camera, and that I need to send them Bitcoin, and that they gave me a Bitcoin wallet address that I'm supposed to send Bitcoin to.
Yeah, I got that one, too, a while back. They even had an old password of mine. And what I did was I turned off my computer and turned it back on and changed my passwords. That's what I did. Did I do the right thing, Laura?
Yeah, you took the words right out of my mouth, Larry. I think that's exactly what you should do, Justin, and I'm sorry that happened to you. I think that's always unnerving to think someone might have hacked into your personal information, but you should delete the email, you should change your password, and you obviously shouldn't send any money or anything to that Bitcoin address. These scams are more prevalent, these extortion scams, and the best way to deal with it is to do precisely that, delete it and change your passwords. And certainly don't click on anything in the email, forward it, or do anything of that nature, because it can infect your computer.
All right. There you go. Thanks, Justin, for calling. Good luck. Appreciate it. Irvin and Burnett, will turn to you next. Thank you for calling. What's on your mind?
Yes, I got a recording on my answering machine the other day from Microsoft Refund Department. It seems I'm supposed to have a refund coming from my technical support group, and I have never done any business with Microsoft because I don't have a computer. They gave me a number, 1-888-496-9407, to call. I was wondering if anybody else has come up with this scam or what's the deal.
Yeah, I wouldn't call the number, that's for sure. Michelle, what about it?
Yeah, this is something that we were actually concerned with because the Federal Trade Commission was doing refunds in relation to a settlement that they had on some tech support scams that they'd cracked down on. One of the names was Advanced Tech Support, and it was a particular refund program, and they were mailing checks out. And we were waiting to see when that would revert into telemarketing scam calls where they were trying to tie get your refund situation. So Irvin certainly has provided us with one of those type situations that's out there. And remember, large companies don't contact consumers unsolicited. I mean, they aren't, and especially to provide you a refund, there's going to be some other information and transaction there. So he also told us about all the other telltale signs that makes this a scam for him. He doesn't own a computer and never done business with the company, so there's no refund to be had there. And it's great just to disregard the message, don't dial the phone number, and if you were ever answering the phone and had this interaction, just hang up with it.
The other thing that comes up with phone calls, and Terry and Roberts emailed about this, he wants to know, how do scam artists get local phone numbers? Because I get that all the time. You're getting a phone call, it looks like it's a local number, but it's not.
Yeah, that's just it. It's not really the local number. It appears to be. It's what's called neighbor spoofing. And spoofing is to make the caller ID represent something that isn't true. It's a misrepresentation of the caller ID. And when they're using it to represent something that's local, your local pharmacy, your local big box store, your area code, the neighbor exchange that you have, that's the neighbor spoofing piece of it. And it's a way to really entice the consumer to answer the phone, make it appear even more legitimate. And we need consumers to just disregard that aspect of things and not respond to that information.
And Brady Carlson from our staff had a nice piece on our website about lawmakers who are looking to stop phone spoofing. So that's something maybe coming up, Laura?
That's right. I saw that and heard that piece this morning. There is both state legislation and federal legislation working its way, and of course, the department is following both of these pieces of legislation. They would enhance penalties for spoofing numbers, which is what Michelle was just explaining.
Yeah.
And the federal legislation in particular would mandate some authentication framework to identify where spoofing is happening and put some requirements on the actual phone providers. So we obviously are aware that telemarketing complaints have doubled.
Yeah.
This is a large problem. And so to the extent legislators are working hard at giving us more tools in our tool belt, we appreciate that and are encouraged to see what will happen next.
Yeah, absolutely. Roger in Madison, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Well, with regard to the guy you were talking to a little bit ago about who got the email about his computer having been hacked into and possibly a keyboard logger. Well, it's not terribly likely that there's a keyboard logger, and it's probably a password that the guy who contacted him probably purchased hacked information, old hacked information, or something like that. But if there is in fact a keyboard logger in his computer, turning it off and back on and changing his passwords is not going to be helpful. It would be, I would think it would be well worth the expended money to contact a good malware company and have them check and see whether there's a keyboard logger there or not.
Yeah. Michelle, a comment?
No, I mean, that's always an excellent option to look more advanced at some of these situations. And we're always talking during Cybersecurity Month, Data Privacy Day, to be sure that you're keeping your operating system up to date on your computer, you're keeping your antivirus software up to date and actually running it, to be sure you're running a clean machine so there isn't malware there or keyloggers doing malicious things to the computer and tracking data. And if you need additional tech support, finding a legitimate company through your own search in order to be able to do that are always good options. I think the reason we're a little bit more on the soft side of that last call is we are seeing a slew of these scam emails to get consumers to react. They're very extortion-like in nature. They involve the Bitcoin payment as opposed to wiring or prepaid gift cards or giving bank account information and just doing transfers that way as well. So it never is a bad idea to take extra precautions and really search out a situation further.
Yeah, it makes good sense. Roger, thank you so much for calling. Appreciate your call. Talking with Michelle Reinen and with Laura Sutherland from the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. Always great to have folks from Consumer Protection stop by to talk about these scams. And it's always great to have Jill Nadeau stop by, too. She comes waltzing in here every once in a while to talk about our membership drive. And here she is again to tell you that you rely on the Ideas Network for information, for interesting talk, and a whole lot more. And we rely on you to keep programs like this one going on the air.
That's right. And next time I'll tap dance in, Larry. So
tap dance
tap
right
dance
in.
I will. I will. Production, yes.
Production.
You know, we've said this before, and we're going to keep saying it because it is so important. Listener support is the largest source of funding for WPR programs. So that is why your gift of any amount right now makes an important difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we've had a dollar-for-dollar match of up to $4,000. Thank you so much. We've met that match.
Yes, we did.
And we are now enthused to keep pushing
ahead.
That's
right. Keep going. Keep going.
Keep pushing ahead here because we really need to do that. It's a great time to donate. We've had so much support from you and from 9XM Leadership Circle members. I mean, we're really listener-supported, and that means that when you give at WPR.org or you phone 888-202-2552, you make this hour and the many more hours possible. So choose an amount that works for you and then take a few minutes to make your gift.
That's right. And remember, you can double the impact of your gift right now.
You could have a minute ago.
Oh, that's right. We met it, Larry.
He gave
me the look, you guys. He gave me the look. What are you talking about? I get so excited about this, Larry.
Well, I tell you what, regardless of the fact we made the amount, we have other goals for the rest of the program, and we haven't met those yet. So this is a great time for you to help us out. You can become a sustainer today, as a matter of fact. Sustaining membership automatically renews every year, so your support stays current. So become one today. It's easy to do. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make that contribution. Taking a look at consumer protection issues today on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here with my two guests, Michelle Reinen and Laura Sutherland from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. Great to have them along, and certainly thank you so much for listening in. Questions, you can email us at ideas@wpr.org or phone 1-800-642-1234. Give a call. Let's take some calls. Diane in New London, it's your turn. Thank you for waiting. What's on your mind?
Hello, everyone.
Hi.
I wondered if you advised against families publishing detailed obituaries. I see some that provide so much information, their full name, their full birth date, where they were born, where they grew up, where they graduated from high school, the mother's maiden name. So I would think that scammers could, use well, who knows what they're doing, could use this information for ID theft or other, you know, illicit activities. And so I'm just wondering what you think about that.
Yeah. So what do you think, Laura?
Well, Diane, thanks for your call. That's a really interesting question, and that you sort of get at the heart of the balance of sharing information about your loved ones with the community that you live in, and also protecting your personal identifying information. And it's a balance that's hard to strike in this new society, but we certainly would not encourage folks not to share their information about their loss and details about their life. But you can also be smart about it. And so whether or not you need your full date, your full birth date on there is up to you. I can imagine why that would be problematic, or your mother's maiden name. But again, putting that information out is one issue, but also being aware of how it's being used and then responding to that is another way to protect yourself as well. So I think, I don't know, Michelle, do you have any other thoughts on that?
I think you've hit on the issues, is that, yes, the information certainly could be used by a scam artist in identity theft, but it is striking that balance of putting the information out there and sharing the love and the sentiments that are there. So what we see often is that those family members who are left behind need to be very conscious of the fact of what is out there and sensitive to those uptick in phone calls or solicitations or requests by mail and email, because you likely will see attempts at scams. So don't let the rest of life that you're having to deal with, given the loss, allow you to lose balance of the fact that a scam artist will likely be attempting fraud on you. Mm-hmm. So just keep that in mind as well.
Yeah, there you go. Diane, thank you so much. I appreciate your call. I want to give Janie and Madison a chance to join in. Janie, hi. Thank you for calling.
Hi. I was wondering if it's a good idea to get a virtual private network, one of those VPNs on your iPhone, especially if you're going to be traveling like out of the country and you're going to need to use Wi-Fi in the hotels and everything. I just been reading a lot about it, and I don't know whether or not that's a good idea, or is it really not worth it?
My IT person was just telling me this morning that I should put one on my phone for my coming trip to Canada here in a few months.
Yeah, it's so, you know, virtual private network, VPN often is what people hear it called. A lot of companies, corporations have that and will often require you, if you're going to log into that work system remotely, to be using that system, whether it be on their own issued devices or your own private device. And so if you are going to be traveling throughout the country or internationally, you need to be conscious of what system you're logging into and what can be monitored. And a VPN helps encrypt. It's an added layer of security and protection versus direct login. So it's certainly something to consider. Be very cautious of any offers of free VPN. You really should be checking the source and go with a very reputable company that you've checked out, or one that is issued by your own company that you work with, especially if you'll be accessing that that system.
Yeah, there you go, Janie. Thank you so much. It's a good idea from the sound of it. And just make sure you've got the right one, mm-hmm. the one that's going to work for you. Deborah in Fort Atkinson, your turn. Hi, Deborah.
Hi, how are you this afternoon?
Great. Appreciate your call. What's on your mind?
Well, this week I have found a UPS package. It was an envelope that contained a check in it. And it wasn't a huge amount, but it definitely was not small. So I took it to my bank because I felt I did not know the remitter. I did not know the purpose of this, and it was too good to be true. So after we investigated, we have come to the check I received is authentic. But after doing more detective work on this to the MoneyGram payment system out of Minneapolis,
Yep. He investigated it and said that the amount that he shows is different than the amount on the check. So he says it's very, very suspicious. So on that news, it must be something new for a scam, or I have not a clue what it is and why I got it.
Yeah, Michelle, have you heard anything about that?
Well, at first it started like all the telltale signs of an advance fee scam or a fake check scam where you'll out of the blue receive a check. Usually you don't know what the reasons are for. You'll cash it at the bank. It will turn out to be a fake check where there are no funds. But usually with those scams, the twist is that you're giving some money back to someone, the person who purchased something from you, the individual who sent you the check, the mystery shopping company you might be working for, and then you keep the remainder for yourself. And then when the check is proven insufficient, you're out the money you gave to someone else and maybe any money you spent on the project you were asked to do. But the fact that the MoneyGram has indicated that the check is legitimate and yet it's for the wrong amount makes me very curious as to what, and if MoneyGram, did she have some interaction with them that they owe her a refund? I would want to substantiate some of that information and then have them reissue the check for the right amount and void the other one. But there's a lot of suspicion there.
I would be tempted not to cash that check. I think you've given some good follow through.
It's just her research that she found out from the company itself that it was supposed to be real. I don't understand that twist to this.
Yeah. Deborah, you hadn't had any business with them, had you?
Never. This is like something that honestly did come to my doorstep. And and because it was UPS, I was a little surprised about that.
Yeah.
The bank that is on the check is out of Pennsylvania, but yet the envelope had the person's name, address, phone number that the bank did call, and the person had a message service, and so we just hung up. So my next step, I believe, would be the police department to turn this in.
Yeah, that's always a good option because they can see if there's something circulating in the community in relation to that.
And is that something that you guys would look into? Or?
You can certainly send it to us, and we would contact our federal partners and be sure we're feeding it into the National Data Bank to be sure that there aren't other trends.
So that number to file a complaint or file a request for information, 1-800-422-7128.
Yep.
Or online.
At datcp.wi.gov. And you just want to scan in images, and you can upload those after you submit the complaint form.
All right. There we go. Deborah, good luck. Thank you so much for calling. Call back in a month. Let us know what happened with that. I'd love to hear. Ray and Stevens Point, your turn. Hi, Ray.
Hi. I am frustrated at the number of times I go to grocery stores and drug stores and the price that rings up at the register does not match the sales price in their flyer or the sales price they have on their shelf. I'd like to know what the department is doing about this. Last Wednesday, I went to a national drug store chain on a Wednesday. I bought 5 items. Not a single one rang up correctly. The register clerk said, oh, this has been going on for 4 days. They gave me the sale price because I saw that I was being overcharged. But then I talked to the store manager, and he said, yeah, this has been going on for 4 days. We don't have any control of it. It's all the pricing is controlled at corporate headquarters. And it appears to me that because there are no consequences for these overcharges and the misreading at the register, the company has no incentive to really put much priority on making sure they fix the problem.
Well, Michelle?
Well, I think that this is a perfect issue right now. Like I said, it was National Weights and Measures Week, and our sister bureau back at the agency, and this is something that they specifically look at. They have state inspectors, and there are city sealer programs that make sure that when things are scanned, that they scan accurately, that they are certain that the shelf price is the matches the scan price or the lowest advertised price if there's a promotion going on. So it's something that we'd encourage Ray to report so they can then have an inspector respond. They do surveys on a regular basis in response to industry issues and then also looking at individual complaint matters. But they're checking scales, they're checking scanners, they're checking gas pumps, they're checking fuel quality. What they are checking is so vast that I couldn't give the entire list. So you can call our hotline and we will get you over to the Bureau of Weights and Measures to file that complaint. 1-800-422-7128. You know, providing your receipts and the information, it's always going to be great if you can even provide the exact aisle number you're in so they can see if it's an individual register or systemic issue, and then is it an individual store or a corporate issue as well. But those are all things that they'll look at. And just to give you some information for consumers as it relates to National Weights and Measures Week and what our state program does is that they are out there checking those things. And gas pumps has a consumer confidence rating of 99.7%. And that means that the pump is actually delivering accurately or in the consumer's favor, 99.7% of all inspections conducted. And then same with that price accuracy. So that consumer confidence score is 98.7%, and that the things are scanning properly, and then the retail scales is 99.7% where things are weighing properly or in the consumer's favor. So they are out there, hundreds of thousands of inspections on an annual basis that are being done.
So that number again was 1-800-422-7128. The number to call, or what's the email? Well, I guess Ray should probably call.
He can call, but he can certainly go to our website because there are complaint forms. And even if he picked, there might be a weights and measures one, but if he picked a consumer protection, it's literally across the hall. It's datcp.wi.gov.
Michelle Reinen and Laura Sutherland are guests today from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, stopping by every month here on the Ideas Network to talk about all the various scams that are taking place. And it's unfortunately, they're never going to run out of work. It'd be sure nice if we could put them off to doing something else, but we have to keep them where they are right now. Because things are just not going to go away when it comes to scams. Something that will go away is the Wisconsin Public Radio Spring Membership Drive. We don't do this all year round. It's for a week or so in the spring. I'm Larry Mueller. Jill Nadeau joining me as well. And it's always kind of fun, actually, to talk with you, tell you why we want your contributions, and we want your support. You probably know already, if you haven't been, you've been listening, listeners like you provide the single largest source of funding here at WPR. And this drive is your chance to support all the programs you enjoy. So I hope you'll give right now at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Jill? How'd we do last hour?
Well, Larry, we actually met our goal of the $4,000 fund grant, and then we got 24 people. Mm-hmm. So we made one and not quite the other one, but we still have another chance to do that in this half hour. So we've got a few minutes. We have a goal of 10 people calling in right now. So far, we only have one.
Well, we have one to call in. So we have nine more people to call. What WPR is listener supported, and that means that these goals are very important. They help us keep on track to fund the programs you count on. So a great time to do it would be right now. Do your part now at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552.
And you know, from 11 till 12:30 every weekday, we can take a break from the news and from politics. And here on this show, we focus on advice topics or the outdoors or interesting things going on at the university, in the state, health issues, and like today, consumer protection.
And there's a not-so-secret ingredient to this winning recipe, and that's
you, Larry? Is that you?
It's me. No. It's listener support. It's your support.
That's what it is. Yeah,
well, it's me partly. I'm one of the small cogs in the wheel of contributors.
But you're a big cog in our hearts, Larry.
Well, I tell you what. You, as you listen into Jill and I gab on here, you're the ones that make the program possible when you give at WPR.org, or you can phone 888-202-2552.
And this membership drive, we have an exciting drawing for $500 grocery gift card. And you have five chances to win. We're giving five of those away. And there is no contribution necessary. You can see all the rules at WPR.org. Better yet, be automatically entered when you make a donation of any amount right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
These membership drives are a time to celebrate, I think, the quality you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio. You listen because you enjoy the programs. Now we're asking you to back that feeling up with your financial support.
That's right, because like we said, listeners provide the largest piece of funding for WPR programs. Everything that you enjoy on this station is possible thanks to support from you and other listeners. So give now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
How do you know it's time to donate to WPR? Well, frankly, if you're listening right now during our spring membership drive, it's a great time to donate. And whether you tune in one of your favorite programs or maybe you find yourself checking repeatedly throughout the day or the week, you've made a habit of listening.
That's right. So now make a habit of giving. Listener support is the largest source of funding for WPR programs. When you give, you make the programs and services that you come to rely on possible. And it's easy to donate. Just get started right now with your gift of $10 or $20 a month, whatever amount you choose, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I'm John Nevins from Janesville, Wisconsin, and today I'd like to just share a little bit about why public radio means something to me. As a young boy, I listened to the radio quite a bit because we didn't have television. And I remember laying many times on a Saturday morning in front of the radio and listening to the programming and imagining that I was with the Lone Ranger or with whoever it was that was on the radio. And my parents forbid me to listen to the Green Hornet, but we used to sneak off and do it anyway.
He hunts the biggest of all game, public enemies who try to destroy our America.
Today I don't have to sneak off at all. I listen to it daily in the kitchen as I fix breakfast in the morning and at noon when I'm fixing dinner. It's a very special part of my life, and I am very, very proud to be a member of WPR and to be here today to share that thanks with the organization.
Well, you can go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your donation. Larry Mueller here with Jill Nadeau. Your support during this drive makes the programs that you rely on possible. And your gift, $10, $20 a month, whatever amount you choose, that is the right amount. And have we made any progress on our
goal? We've made a little bit of progress. But, you know, we've only got about 4.5 minutes to go, and we still need seven more to make our goal, Larry.
So if you haven't given, now would be the time to do it at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552. Your gift funds the programs you enjoy.
You know, you turn into the Ideas Network for smart conversations about compelling topics, and you can count on hearing thought-provoking discussions every single day because WPR is listener-supported public radio. Your gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Well, it really makes a difference. It makes these discussions possible.
So let's see. Let me think in terms of a buck a day, a dollar a day.
Uh-huh.
That is, that may be the right amount for you as you're listening in to the show. When you think about it, a dollar a day, it's a great value. It's less than a cup of coffee or a soda.
For sure. For sure. And you know what a dollar a day comes from? In most months, $3 a month. And you can set that up as a monthly transfer from your bank account or charge to your credit card. Make your gift now in the amount that's right for you at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And as usual, we have a new T-shirt.
We do.
This year. It's printed right here in Wisconsin. And it's got like three different pictures on it or photos on it.
It's a really nice graphic
I'm
on that.
At it
it's
right
lovely.
Now. Yeah, mm-hmm. It shows towns, it shows the countryside, and it shows the great out of doors.
It does. And
all
you know,
of Wisconsin.
All of Wisconsin. You know what? It's not gray, Larry. It's a color. We're so excited. It's actually a very pretty burgundy with an orange print on it. You will love it. And you know, after you've made your donation to WPR, you can make your gift go further by telling your friends and family, and you can do that by wearing that shirt.
You can indeed. And after you've made that donation, I tell you what, you're going to feel so, so good. Here we are. We're getting into the last minute. Oh, or even less than that. It's time. Call right now. What's the number? 888-202-2552 or go online to WPR.org. Make your contribution.